From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Fuel tax cuts greeted with a sigh of relief in Jamaica. Montserrat's airport in the volcano zone about to be reactivated, and CARICOM stepping up collaborative efforts against drug trafficking. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The reaction in Jamaica has been one of relief to the almost 45% reduction in the controversial gas tax, which triggered 3 days of demonstrations last week. Trade unions, churches, and economists have described the government's rollback as a step in the right direction. Others see it, however, as just a beginning. Carol Orr reports.
The reduction of the gas tax from an average of 44% was met with expressions of relief tinged with resignation.
It's not enough, but I guess we have to live. The crisis would get worse if we protest for longer periods, and life must go on. I think the government should still go in, look at something to help us further. But the rollback for now is good.
We're not really happy, 100% happy with this, but we have to just work with it.
Early morning delays in changing the price charged at some gas stations left many motorists irate, but by mid-afternoon, most outlets had altered their figures. Opposition leaders, trade unions, and churches have already reacted favorably to the rollback and revised